我们继续来查考约翰福音论真的事情。
We're going to continue to study the truth from the book of John.
圣经里面代表说我们所拜的神是真的神。
The Bible tells us that the God whom we worship is true.
所以只有神从神来的跟神有关的才能够用真这个字来形容。
So we can only describe anything that is related to God with the word truth.
因为真必须要包括永远不会改变。
Because true refers to things that will never change.
会改变就不是真的。
If things can change, that means they are not true.
那上礼拜六我们查考真神。
Last Saturday we studied the true God.
还有真正敬拜神的人。
And those who truly worship the Lord.
那在约翰福音里面还有很多次，十几次在提到真的事情。
Numerous times, in the book of John mentions the word truth.
那我们越查考越觉得说，真的能够拜神是很可贵的。
So the more we study, the more we realize that it is precious to be able to worship God.
我们先来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第一章的第九节。
Book of John, chapter 1, verse 9.
Let's read from verse 6.
7.
这个人来是要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。第八节。
8.
他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。第九节。
9.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世界上的人。这里在提到施洗约翰的工作。
Here describes the work of John the Baptist.
他说他是从神那里差来的。
He was a man sent from God.
他是神所用的人。
He was a man used by God.
那约翰在主耶稣传道之前，他就开始传道了。
John preached the gospel before Jesus started.
那他的工作主要是要为光做见证。
And his main task is to be witness to, for concerning that light.
那第八节说，他不是那光。
And verse 8 tells us that he was not the light.
他是要为光做见证。
He came only as a witness to the light.
那第九节又说，那光是真光。
Verse 9 continues to say that that light is true.
这个真光就是指的神本身。
True light refers to God himself.
神就是光。
God is light.
在提摩太前书里面说，他住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
In Timothy, it tells us that he dwells in a place in the light where no one can draw near to.
这个光代表神的荣耀。
The light refers to God's glory.
也代表神的圣洁。
Refers to God's holiness.
也代表神的生命。
And God's life.
那真光就是真正的荣耀，真正的圣洁，真正的生命。
True light then refers to true life, true holiness, and true glory.
那个真光要照亮生在世界上的人。
And the true light shall be shone upon people.
就是要跟世界上人有关系啊。
That is, this light is related to everyone.
所以那第九节说，照亮生在世界上的人，就是指的主耶稣来世界。
Verse 9 says, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world refers to Jesus Christ coming into the world.
我们现在看主耶稣传道的时候发生了什么事情。
Let us see what happened during Jesus' ministry.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew 4.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去。十三节。
13.
后又离开拿撒勒，往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。十四节。
14.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，在西布伦拿弗他利，就是沿海之路约旦河外，外邦人的加利利地， 十六节。
16.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。啊，十七节。
17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当要悔改。”啊，主耶稣传道里的第一站就是加百农。
In Jesus' ministry, his first stop was Zebulun.
啊，那这个加百农是
Capernaum, sorry.
十三节最后说，加百农是靠近啊西布伦和拿弗他利的边界。
It says that Capernaum was near Zebulun and Naphtali.
好，那主耶稣传道了，开始出来传道。这个圣经说要应验以赛亚先知的话。
And when Jesus began to preach, it was to fulfill what prophet Isaiah said.
那以赛亚是主耶稣出生以前差不多700年前的一个先知。
Isaiah was a prophet. 700 years before Jesus was born.
他写以赛亚书。
He wrote the book of Isaiah.
那以赛亚书又叫旧约的福音书。
Isaiah is also known as the gospel of the Old Testament.
因为里面有很多关于主耶稣的预言。
Because it included many of the prophecies of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣一传道理啊，圣经说这应验以赛亚的话。
So when Jesus began to preach, it was to fulfill the words of Isaiah.
那以赛亚是讲什么？
So what does Isaiah say?
好，这15节说，这个西布伦、拿弗他利、约旦河外、外邦人加利地，坐在死荫里的百姓，看见了大光。
It says that for the people in Zebulun and Naphtali, the people around there in the shadow of death have seen a great light.
主耶稣到那里传福音，圣经说，啊，那一些地方原来是在死荫里面的人，发现有光照着他们。
The places that Jesus preached, those places the Bible described was the land of the shadow of death where a light has dawned.
所以主耶稣就是那真光。
So Jesus is that light.
那主耶稣还没有到以前，人是在死荫里面的。
Before Jesus arrived, people were in the shadow of death.
啊，也就是说在死亡的这个黑暗的笼罩之下。
That is, they were under the realm of darkness of death.
所以那真光就是代表真正的生命。
So true light refers to true life.
人还没有得到主耶稣以前啊，人是天天活在死的里面，因为人有罪。
Before receiving Jesus Christ, men are dead because they live in sin.
人跟神切断了。
Because man is separated from God.
好像那电灯电线剪断了。
As if the source of the connection for the light bulb is disconnected.
人里面那个灯，那个真正的生命断掉了。
The light within a man, the true life is dead.
所以肉体会死，将来灵魂也会死。
So our physical body will be dead, and our spiritual body will be dead in the future.
那现在主耶稣来，就给我们真光。
But when Jesus comes, He brings true light.
那让我们里面那个生命再亮起来。
Is to revive our life inside.
我们的永生呢？啊，再一次有盼望。
It is to give our eternal life a hope.
所以主耶稣这个光啊，跟地面上这个光不一样。
So the light of Jesus is different from the light of the world.
啊，这个光一照，人可以得生命。
When Jesus' light shines on us, people will receive life.
这是很宝贵的一个光。
This is a precious light.
好，那在约翰福音里面，我们看约翰福音第三章。
And back to the book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章。
John, chapter 3.
19节。
Verse 19.
说光来到世间，世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪。啊，就在此。20节。
20.
啊，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。21节。
21.
但行真理的必要来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。啊，光来到世间，光就是神。
Light has come into the world. Light refers to God.
这个光就是真光。
Light is the true light.
真光来到世间，就是主耶稣来世界上。
True light has come into the world refers to Jesus coming into the world.
从19节到21节，发现世界上人有两极的反应。
From verses 19 to 20, we see that there are two extreme reactions to this light.
有的就很讨厌。
Some people hate it.
不接受主耶稣。
They do not receive Jesus.
啊，他反而逼迫主耶稣。
Rather, they persecute Jesus.
啊，因为他们行为是恶的。
Because their deeds are evil.
所以救光之后，这个光会把黑暗暴露出来。
So when light shines on them, light will expose their deeds.
光会定黑暗的罪。
Light will judge the sins of the darkness.
所以你看，犯罪的人都是在暗中犯的。
That's why most sins are committed in the dark.
但是人救光之后，
But when man is exposed to light,
人就会离开罪。
Man will leave sin.
那生活就会产生很大的改变。
And our lives will be transformed.
所以这个主耶稣在我们生活当中有一个很大的力量。
So Jesus brings us great power in our lives.
一个人如果被神所充满，这个人很讨厌黑暗的事情。
If a man is filled with God, then this person will hate the things of the darkness.
他很喜欢这个圣洁光明的事情。
They will love holy and things of the light.
因为神活在他里面。
Because God is alive in them.
因此这是一种生命的改变。
This is a transformation of life.
不是勉强的。
This is not forced.
神的光在里面，你生命改变。
When God's light is within a person, the life will change.
我们在教会里面很多的信徒有这个体验。
And there are many members in the church who has this experience.
本来很喜欢赌博的。
Some people like to gamble.
常常去 Las Vegas.
And they visit Las Vegas.
每两个礼拜就去一次。
They might visit casinos twice a week.
那个是黑暗里面，那个是处在罪里面。
Casinos are darkness. They live in sin.
那现在信了耶稣。
But now that they believe in Jesus.
再去拉斯维加斯。
And if you go to the casinos again in Las Vegas.
你就不会想要赌了。
They would no longer want to gamble.
就很自然觉得没有那个欲望。不是说我很想赌，但是因为信耶稣我不可以赌，很痛苦。
Because they believe in Jesus, they no longer have the desire. Or the need to gamble.
你还没有信主以前，有的人常常生活很无聊，常常到这个club 啊酒吧里面去流连忘返。
Before a person becomes a believer of Jesus, they might frequent bars and clubs because of boredom.
其实那里面很贵啊，小小一瓶酒好几块钱。
And it's actually very expensive to visit those places.
但是心灵很空虚啊。
And it brings you emptiness still from the heart.
但是信主的以后，
But after becoming a believer of Jesus,
你再去那个地方走一趟，你觉得那个气氛你没有办法接受。
One might visit those places again, but those places become detestable.
怎么会这样改变呢？
Why such a change?
因为他已经进到光明里面了。
Because this person has come into light.
那种黑暗的生活方式，他已经没有兴趣了。
They are no longer interested in the lifestyles of the darkness.
那这种改变也包括你在交朋友。
This kind of transformation includes making friends.
那你开始改变以后，你发现，一些朋友越来离开你越来越远。
When you began to change, you will see that some of your friends will become cold.
这个很自然的。
This is a natural phenomenon.
如果一个人信耶稣以前那些朋友全部都结在一党还是结在一起，这个人可能信耶稣没有改变。
Because if your person believes in Jesus and still hangs around with his or her old friends, then this believer might not have been truly transformed.
你没有信以前，你想的都是黑暗的，你的生活也是黑暗的，你做的有的时候是黑暗的。
Because before you become a believer, all your thoughts, all your deeds are all in the darkness.
你现在不做以前做的，你不讲以前讲的。
And now, as a believer, you no longer say or do the things of the darkness.
因为你在光里面呢。
Because you're in light.
那你跟他同在，你的行为就会定他们的罪。
Because when you're with people of the darkness, your deeds will judge their deeds.
所以逐渐他就一直离开你了。
That's why naturally, your old friends might leave.
因为他们恐怕受责备。
Because they are afraid of being rebuked.
但是二十一节说，行真理要来救光了。
But that's verse 21 tells us that truth comes into the light.
那如果一个人越走越光明，越靠近神。
If a person goes into the light and draws close to God.
你就发现有一种人很喜欢靠近这种人。
Then they will also draw a certain kind of people to them.
很渴慕道理的人。
The people that are thirsty for truth.
很喜欢行道的人。
They like to do good.
他发现这个很好的榜样啊，哇，这个很好，我要靠近他。
They like to follow good examples.
所以信主以后，你看朋友就知道这个人到底你属灵上改变多少。
So after a person becomes a believer, you just look at their friends and see how much they've changed.
因为那些在黑暗里面就离开了。
Because the people in the dark of the darkness will leave them.
行真理的就来靠近了。
And those who live by truth will draw close to them.
所以有时候我们看到教会里面的信徒啊，一到布道会要到了，带不到朋友。
So that's why there are some members in the church during evangelical services they don't have any friends to bring.
为什么
？Why？
因为那个黑暗的全部断光了。
Because they no longer have any friends in the darkness.
哦，好像那个朋友全部在教会里面了。
Because most of their friends are in church.
所以这个为着要救人、传福音、救人啊，所以有时候这个朋友在黑暗当中也要交了，不是说要跟他同化，你要有一个关系，你才能够引导他来。
That's why for the sake of the gospel, sometimes we still have to make friends, with the people in the darkness. We do not conform to their behavior, but we do have to be their friend to bring them to the light.
好，我们现在再来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。这里讲我们信耶稣的一种改变。
Here it tells us a transformation after we believe in the Lord.
从前就是还没有信耶稣以前，我们是暗昧的。
For you were once darkness. The is past tense before you believe in the Lord.
就是活在罪里面。
That is when you're in sin.
我们做很多的事情在神面前是羞耻的。
We've done many things, in the world that are shameful.
所以是暗昧的。
That's why it's in darkness.
那现在信主受洗后是在光明里面的。
But now that we have believed in Jesus and have been baptized, we are in the light.
所以下面说，行事为人就要像光明的子女。
That is why the things that we do, we should live as the children of light.
所以信耶稣就是光明的子女。
So, when we believe in Jesus, we become children of light.
因为我们所拜的神是光。
Because our God is light.
所以神的光要借助我们的生活表现出来。
God's light will be manifested through our deeds.
那什么叫做光明的子女？
So what are children of light?
从消极上来说。
Passively speaking.
请看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
那暗昧无义的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这样事人。22节。
22.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。13节。
13.
凡是受责备的，就是被光显明出来，因为一切能够显明的，就是光。这里讲哦，说那个暗昧无义的事情啊，不要跟人一起做。
It says have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness.
那这个暗昧就是说怕人知道的，要遮盖的，人知道会羞耻的，这个不要做。
Things of the deeds of darkness refers to shameful things, things that you don't want people to know. Don't do those things.
所以我们有一个很简单的这个做人做事的原则。好，你这样做哈，现在如果你被人知道了，你会觉得怎样？
So there is a general principle to live in life. That is to think about what happens if other people know what you did?
那这件事情你是不是要遮盖？
Do you 偷偷摸摸的？ Do you need to do this thing in secret, and do you need to hide this?
那会不会羞耻？
Will it bring you shame?
那如果做，不要做。
If they will, then don't do it.
这个是无益的事情啊。
Because those are fruitless.
因为你已经归属神了，在光明里面，这个对你的信仰啊，对你的灵性没有造就，没有益处的。
Because you have You believe in the Lord. You belong to God. Those things do not mean anything.
甚至我们努力到我们的话语也是光明的。
We have to strive that even our words are of light.
你讲的话不需要遮盖啊，不需要隐藏。
You don't need to hide the things that you say or regret the things that you say.
在人面前人听了，你也不会觉得不好意思。
You don't need to be shamed of your words.
那这个是光明的，这个话是光明的。
Then your words are of light.
是属神的。
Then your words belong to God.
什么样的话是光明的？
What kind of words are light?
造就人的。
Those that edify.
在感谢的话。
Those that give thanks.
恩言。
Grateful.
然后真没有谎言，真实的话。
Truth. and those without lies.
那这个都是光明，讲起来都好的，不要遮盖，不会羞耻的。
Those are things of the light, and those are not shameful, and you don't need to hide anything.
那因为不会受责备，所以良心才会平安。
Because you will not be rebuked, that's why your conscience will be clear.
那在暗中行，那因为我们心中有神的光，你在暗中行，那你心在神的光里面呢，良心就不平安，你睡觉就很难睡。
When you do things in the darkness, yet your heart belongs to God, that we feel guilty, and we don't have a clear conscience to have a good night's sleep.
晚上睡觉，你的良心就一直在告诉你，你怎么这样做？你怎么这样做？神的光在里面，把你的罪一直暴露出来。
When we're sleeping at night, we wonder why we did such a thing, because the light inside us is rebuking us, is exposing our deeds.
所以我们不要再讲做暗中黑暗中的事情。
So, have nothing to do with darkness.
但是这个是比较消极的啦。
But this is a passive method.
那积极的。
Method.
要既然光明的子女哈，看第九节。
There's a more assertive way. It's read verse 9.
做光明所结的果子，就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
这个叫做光明的果子。
These are the fruit of the light.
也就是说，能够显明神的光。
That is, it will manifest the light of God.
能够显明神的生命。
It will manifest God's light.
能够显明神的荣耀。
It will manifest God's glory.
就是几件事情啊。
A few things.
良善的。
Goodness.
公义的。
Righteousness.
诚实的。
Truth.
这个事情值得做。
These things are worthy.
雅各是说，美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的。
James tells us that everything that is good and perfect comes from the Lord, comes from above.
所以，良善的、公义的、诚实的，我们要努力做。
So we have to strive toward the things that are good, righteous, and true.
那我们身上就发出基督的光来。
Then we will shine the light of Christ.
那在约翰一书里面在提到，我们要跟这个，我们是神是真光，主耶稣是真光。那我们一个人哦，要跟主有亲密的灵交哦，有很重要的一点，我们要努力。
Jesus is the true light, and we have to commune with this light. And the First John tells us a very important point.
好，我们请看约翰一书的第一章。
Let's turn to First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
好。第七节。
Verse 7.
好。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。请读。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
好。这个约翰一书第一章有讲两种的相交。
The chapter 1 of First John.Tells us two types of fellowships.
相交这是100年前翻的国语了。如果现在翻的话，就是翻作团契。好，我们生活中有两种的团契。
There are two kinds of fellowships.
一种的团契是人跟人的团契。
Fellowships, with one another.
我们看第三节。
Refer to verse 3.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
这里讲说，有一种团契就是人跟人之间的团契。
There's a kind of fellowship between man.
那另外一个团契就是人跟神之间的团契。
And another kind of fellowship between God and man.
那这个团契的目的啊，就是要让我们喜乐可以充足。
And the goal of the fellowship is to bring us joy, that our joy may be fulfilled.
所以这个第四节
That's why verse 4.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐可以充足。
We write this to make our joy complete.
这些话就是他前面所写的。
And this refers to the things he's written.
我们看那个第一章的第一节。
chapter 1, verse 1.
论道从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这个就是主耶稣。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this refers to Jesus Christ.
生命之道就指着神本身了。
The word of life refers to God himself.
那这个神显现出来就是主耶稣。
And when God is revealed, this is Jesus Christ.
那约翰是一个人。
John is a person.
他听过耶稣讲道。
He's heard Jesus preach.
他看过耶稣行神迹。
He's seen Jesus perform miracles.
他摸过主耶稣。
He's touched Jesus.
也就是说，他跟主耶稣的关系很亲近，他有体验。
That is to say that he has a very close relationship with the Lord.
这个叫做团契。
That is fellowship.
他跟主耶稣有团契。
He has fellowship with Jesus Christ.
然后我将这些话讲给你们听。
Then he tells us his experience.
乃是让我们之间有团契。
So that we can have fellowship.
所以这个信徒的团契从哪里来？
So where does the fellowship between members come from?
是从我们跟神的团契来的。
It comes from our fellowship with God.
我们对神的体验。
It comes from our experience with God.
我们对神的认识。
Our understanding of God.
然后我们把它讲给别人听。
And we share this experience with others.
这个叫做团契。
This is fellowship.
好，那团契的目的就是要互相灵性的造就。
And the purpose of fellowship is to edify one another spiritually.
然后到最后我们喜乐可以充足。
So that in the end, our joy may be complete.
那个团契最基本的一个要点就是人跟神要亲密。
And the foundation of the fellowship between brothers and sisters is that individuals must be close with God.
如果人跟神之间没有亲密哦，信徒之间的团契没有什么造就。
If members are not close with God individually, then they cannot edify one another.
所以你看，如果平常我们不是很认真在查考思想道理，或者很认真在读圣经在行道理，你人跟人在一起没话讲啊，没话讲就是聊得天南地北无所不聊。
So if members are notreading the Bible regularly or have a daily relationship or experience with God, then fellowships will become social gatherings.
但是有时候我们看到一个人常常跟神有很亲密的关系，我们跟他谈话，听他的体验，听他对真理的感受，行道的心得，你听了造就很多。
But when a person has close relationships and experiences with God, when you talk to this person, you will feel edified.
因为他跟神有团契，所以你跟他团契，你就借着他，你从神领受了很多东西。
Because that person has a fellowship with God, and when you have fellowship with that person, you will be edified through that person.
那第一章的第七节告诉我们。
Chapter 1, verse 7 tells us.
说我们如果如同神的儿子在光明中，我们在光明中神，那我们跟神才能够彼此相交，才有团契。
If we walk in the light, as God is in the light, then we will have much fellowship with God.
也就是说，如果我们没有生活在光明中，你跟神没有团契。
So if we don't walk in the light, then we have no fellowship with God.
因为神是光。
For God is light.
我们是暗里面。
We're in the dark.
光跟暗不相交，没有团契的。
Light and darkness do not fellowship.
好，那再讲具体一点，什么叫做在光里面
？To make things concrete, what does it mean to be in the light?
好，我们再看第二章。
Chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章
First John, chapter
第八节
verse 8.
再者我写给你们是一条新命令，在主里面是真的，在你们里面也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。第九节
9.
人说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里面的。第十节
10.
爱弟兄就是住在光明中，在他并没有半叠的缘由。十一节
11.
唯独恨弟兄，那是黑暗里面的，并在黑暗里面行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。这就在谈到人际关系一点非常重要的一点。
Here it talks about a very important point in interpersonal relationship.
我们可以不可以说，我只管我跟神的关系，那个弟兄我不理他，这个我很讨厌他，人我都不管，我只管神就好。
Can we say, I only care about my relationship with God, and I don't like that brother, so I don't really care about him.
那现在问题就问一个问题，现在有一个问题我们要想一想。
So, there's a question.
如果我们真的有主耶稣的爱在我们里面，
If we truly have the love of Jesus,
你能够不管这个弟兄那个姐妹吗？
Can you really not care about that brother or sister?
不可能的。
It is impossible.
如果你真的很爱你的家庭，
If you truly love your family,
你不可以不管你的弟兄姐妹吗？
Will you just ignore your brothers and sisters?
你不可能的。
That's not possible.
一旦有爱，你就发现那个关系就连上去了。
When there's love, then there's a relationship.
他的软弱就变成你的软弱。
Their weakness become your weakness.
他的荣耀变成你的荣耀。
Their glory become your glory.
因为有爱。
Because of love.
所以如果有主的爱在我们里面。
So if we have the love of God.
不可能说那个弟兄我很讨厌，就把他摆在一旁不管他。
It is impossible to say that I don't like that brother. I'm going to ignore him.
不可能发生这个事情。
That's impossible.
因为一旦有爱。
For when there's love,
你发现每一个人都跟你有关系。
Then everyone has a relation. Everyone is related to you.
因为每一个人都跟基督有关系啊。
Because everyone is related to Christ.
基督的爱在我们里面，所以每一个人都跟我们有关系啊。
And when we have the love of Christ, then everyone is related to us.
那这样就是在光明中行啊。
That is what it means to walk in the light.
那我们才能够在跟神有亲密的交通啊。
Then we can have a close communion with God.
但是如果人的心中有恨，
But if we have hate,
那一个人对我不好，那个人得罪我，
That person is not good to me. That person has wronged me.
你有一个恨在里面，
You have hatred.
圣经说恨就是没有爱，
The Bible says that when you have hatred, you do not have love.
爱就没有恨，
For when there's love, there's no hatred.
爱在光明里面，
Love is in the light.
恨是在黑暗里面。
Hatred is in the darkness.
所以一个人如果心中有恨，
So if a person has hate,
他就没有办法跟那个光明的神相交。
Then that person cannot commune with the God who is the light.
那如果一个人心中有恨，这个人际关系一定没有办法好起来。
And if a person has hate, then this person cannot have good relationship with anybody else.
你有恨怎么去正常呢？
How can you be normal if you have hate?
恨拿掉了就正常了。
When you take away your hate, then you will be normal.
所以这样看起来啊，人跟人的关系啊，会影响人跟神的关系。
So it seems that our relationship with one another affects our relationship with God.
我们用爱来处理人之间的摩擦。
We have to use love to resolve the differences between people.
这样我们住在光明里面。
Then we will live in light.
那我们要在光明之中跟神相交。
Then we will commune with God in the light.
信仰的体验会很活泼。
And we will have very lively. Our faith will become lively.
那神的同在会变成很真实。
And God's abidance will become real.
那我们要跟人见证神呢，变成很有力量。
And it's very then our witnesses for Christ will become powerful.
所以我们所拜的神，他是真光。
So the God that we worship is true light.
代表真正的生命。
It refers to true life.
然后代表真正的爱。
And refers to true love.
还代表真正的圣洁。
It refers to true holiness.
还有真正的荣耀。
And true glory.
那我们在这个真神之下，我们要做光明的子女。
And before true God, we will be the children of light.